From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Blizzard-like conditions are hammering the Wasatch Front, forcing school closures and delayed openings. Schools in the Salt Lake, Canyons, Jordan, and Alpine districts are closed, while classes in Granite and Ogden District schools have a delayed opening. Classes at the University of Utah have been canceled. Weber State, Utah State, and Utah Valley universities are open with classes as scheduled. Salt Lake Community College campuses are closed this morning. State and Salt Lake City offices open at noon today, and the Salt Lake City Main Library and branches will be closed all day. More than half the flights coming to and leaving Salt Lake City International Airport are late this morning. 9 inches of snow have fallen on the runways so far. A tweet from airport officials says delays range from 1 hour to 90 minutes on average and advise flyers to check with individual airlines and plan to arrive at the airport with extra time. The flight tracker site FlightView shows the majority of flights leaving Salt Lake are late or very late, while about two-thirds of arriving flights are delayed. A bill is moving through the state legislature that would require medical providers to bury or cremate a miscarried or aborted fetus. It passed a Senate committee Friday on a party-line vote. KUER Sonia Hudson has more.
The bill, sponsored by Republican Senator Kurt Bramble, would also require healthcare providers to ask someone after a miscarriage or abortion if they would like the fetus cremated or buried. The person does not have to choose. Deanna Holland, vice president of Pro-Life Utah, says she wasn't asked after her miscarriage and the remains were disposed of with medical waste.
I was actually so distressed that it was a few hours before I realized that my child had been disposed of in this manner. By that time, there was nothing I could do.
Critics of the bill say asking about disposal would make a traumatic situation even more agonizing. Liz Miller, a Salt Lake County resident, says her two miscarriages led to a deep depression.
I cannot fathom the enormous insult to an already unbearable trauma by forcing a discussion regarding disposal would cause.
The bill comes after the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a similar Indiana law in May, paving the way for other states to pass fetal remains bills. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Democratic Representative Carol Spackman Moss has introduced a bill that would fund educational opportunities for adult refugees. KUER's Rocio Hernandez has the details.
Representative Carol Spackman Moss and others have noticed a problem with refugee students who enter the K-12 education system as teens.
Very few of them are actually getting a diploma, depending on their English proficiency. So we're losing people. And if they don't get started on a career pathway, they're just out in the community with very few skills.
Moss wants the Department of Workforce Services Refugee Office to partner with school districts to create an education program for 18 through 23-year-old refugees. Moss presented the bill Friday to the House Economic and Workforce Services Committee. Her bill had requested $500,000 from the general fund. That concerned Republican Representative Carrie Ann Lisenby and other committee members.
We've been told in our caucus there is no money in the general fund.
That's a problem lawmakers had hoped to address with the tax reform law, which was repealed last week following wide public criticism. The committee did vote in favor of Moss's bill for the refugee program, but asked her to seek money from the education fund instead. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.
Researchers are directly tying an intense drought in the Four Corners to human-caused climate change. From KSJD, Daniel Reisel has more on a recently published study from UC Santa Barbara.
The researchers found the 2018 drought was fueled by a 2 degree Celsius increase compared to pre-industrial levels. In the Four Corners, the higher temperatures meant a weaker, short-lived snowpack, and the dry air sapped moisture from the ground. Researcher Emily Williams is the study's lead author. She says the potential for evaporation increased about 80% during the drought.
In a dry area, you know, like the Four Corners, during dry conditions, if it can hold more water, that water has to come from somewhere. And in this case, it's from the soil.
The region's weakened ag economy contributed to an estimated $3 billion in economic losses. I'm Daniel Reisel in Cortez, Colorado.
And I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.